there's a dog inside of me. Either you have it or you don't. And I know that I'm a dog at the end of the day. I have a dog in me. I have a lion in me. I have a vicious warrior inside of me. It's who I am.
I like breaking records. That's what I like to do. I like doing things that people say can't be done.
Bet against me. Bet against me. Tell me it's not going to happen. Tell me it's going to fail. I love it. I love every minute of it.
I just want to mold people. This is what I want to do. You know, doesn't matter, Dustin, Tony, or other opponents, doesn't matter. When I go to the cage, I mow my opponents. All my life, 27-0. This guy's not in my level.
If I hurt him, I wasn't taking his neck.
What were you going to take?
His soul.
May God have mercy upon my enemies, because I won't. So let's go.
If you want to stop me, you have to kill me. This guy have to keep, if I keep seeing him, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go forward.
I'm ready for a dogfight. I'm ready to bleed and sweat and leave my heart out there. I'm ready for however it goes. So prepared for victory.
We live in a hard world. People are mean, and people say mean things, and people do mean things. That's been that way since the beginning of time, and it's never going to change. So either toughen up or go hide somewhere. Just get out of the way.
To be honest, I don't like excuses, explanations. You know, my philosophy is to be perfect, to not answer on questions why you did this, why you did that, and have some excuses.
Because I'm a warrior. Don't complain. If you're going to complain, you can't be in here. I gave my word. I'm willing to give my life. I'm willing to die. I don't know about being given instant gratification. I don't know about that. I know about hard work, choosing what I love and pursuing it, irrespective of the consequences. And when the consequences arise, yes, you become Invictus. Yeah, that spirit. I thank my God for my unconquerable soul.
Sometimes your motivation needs to be because no one else wants to do it. We need doctors. We need lawyers. We need dentists. We need teachers. We also need savages.
I tell kids all the time, if you even have this much savage in you,
you can run all these guys over, man.
Everything out there is for the taking. If you have even this much savage in you, if you are willing to go out there and grind and work hard, you know, you got these people that don't want to go to work, they want to stay home. There's going to be a small group of hungry savages out there that are going to run every one of you over, and you can sit home and you can cry and complain about how you didn't get yours and it's because this person had this opportunity that you didn't have. It's all bullshit, crybaby stuff.
You have to learn to do when you don't want to do. Learn to bring that savage mentality out of yourself, the animalistic. You think a savage gives a about how he feels or how she feels? They just do it. Learn to be your best self when you're least motivated. Stop looking for a feeling to control what goes on in your life. You have an obstacle to overcome, so overcome them.
Promise yourself. Promise yourself you'll be the best person you can be. That is what makes you dream. That is what makes muscles grow. Nobody knows the secret. That is it. That feeling that you have to do it.
The reason I won is because I worked harder than they did. I know because some of these guys trained in the gym and I outworked them in the gym. And I realized, man, these guys are actually probably more gifted than I am, but I beat them because I outtrained them. If you give 100% and don't let nobody outwork you, eventually you'll win.
America was built on the backs of men who smoked cigarettes, drove without seatbelts, and had bacon for breakfast. If you miss your biohacking routine this morning, you're going to be okay. There's a time for leverage, but there's also a time for violence, which is just brute force. People get really obsessed with optimal, which is getting the most bang for your buck. But there's also maximizing, which is just getting the most bucks. You lose more life trying to optimize everything than just living it. The stress of trying to be perfect is killing you more quickly than your imperfections.
What the f*** are you waiting on? Hey, can you find your balls? Once you locate those, I need you to grab them. After you grab them, I need you to go find some shoes. You got some shoes, you can go walk. You can go run. As far as the gym you can't find, do you have a floor where you live? Do some push-ups. Do some sit-ups. We're waiting to find purpose. We're waiting to find why. We're waiting to find all this shit before we start. The thing about it is this. Start now. So when you find your purpose and find your why, you can get after it. Time is running out. You keep on sitting around wondering what the f*** you want to do. You're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the f***ing crowd. They may take time off, but you can't afford to.
You're always fighting for that edge. Always fighting for that opportunity. So it's not past. It's not missed, but lived. We're not going to cry about those opportunities. We're going to smile, remember them, and thank God they came, because we were ready when they came. You won't be ready if today isn't pushed with the strenuous nature and the pressure of the moment in the future that everything rides on. That stress of everybody on you, and it's a make or break moment in your life, must exist today with no one watching. If that's ever gonna happen your way, you need that X factor. You need that leg up. It's too hard.
Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
We don't know when the end is coming to this. So we gotta master that one day. It may keep on getting pushed back, day after day. If you master that day, and want to be harder and stronger, you'll figure it out.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're kind of notifications because they can't stick with shit. They can't say no.
If you are even remotely a savage, you will run over every one of these kids in this next generation.
So easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
No one with me, because I don't allow them to. They don't pay my bill. That's why I don't give them any value. It's got to be that way. It's got to be unconditionally focused. You know, you're not in here embarrassed. You're not in here this. When I say commitment and belief has to be unparalleled, it's either you're in or you're out. What that means is that if you are in and you believe in yourself, no one can change that. The weak m****s of the world are committed when everything's in a perfect setting. But as soon as things get hard, they start having doubts. And why are the doubts? Not because they're failing, because other people are saying stuff and they're giving value to these third-party people as if they're going to help them. No one's going to help you. No one's ever going to help you guys. You've got to help yourself. And I hate to say this, you really can't trust anyone but yourself. And if you trust yourself and you bet on yourself, you'll never lose.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. Your missus says stay in bed. It's comfy. It's cozy. You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
God, I know every ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage.
You won't get stronger playing it safe. You gotta have calculated risks in life to get the rewards.
Risk must be taken, for the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing has nothing, does nothing, is nothing. Well, in the world of ego, is nothing. That person may avoid suffering, pain, and embarrassment, but that individual will not learn, love, change, feel, or grow. Only the person who takes risks is truly free.
What if is the worst question you can ever ask yourself? I failed. It's a million times better than what if, because that got up and did something, showed up. 10 times more of the man and says, what if? What if, man? What if is an ongoing debate inside yourself that you can never come to conclusion on? I get up and fail, at least I know. Otherwise, what if every minute of every day for your existence, battling inside your head, trying to turn off the voices, but you can't. And you can't do anything about it because the window of opportunity is closed. There's nothing you can do but sit back and wonder, what if? Nope, don't like that, man. I'd much rather take the gamble and lose.
We're supposed to be our best. We're supposed to get up early. We're supposed to work out. We're supposed to be uncomfortable. We're supposed to do all these things that people are now looking for a pound of back. How about this leadership style? Instead of people buying into the pound of back, buying into this shit right here, buying into the fact that, guess what? Instead of looking for a pound of back, let me look at being a better team person. Let me look at better self. Let me look at doing a better family, all this other shit. Look at being the person that you're not looking for a pound of back, but you're leading from the front, knowing one thing. As a human being, we're supposed to do these things.
Don't half-ass it. I mean, think about it. If you're gonna do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not gonna have to wonder, ooh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
That's every day. That's how you put yourself out like that. Never half-assed, full steam ahead. Mock speed is what you're going for. Why? Because we are what we repeatedly do every day. Every single day, our practices are not for the game, and this is our day. We are what we repeatedly do every day. Therefore, excellence that we're striving for every single day. We wake up early, striving for it, pushing for it, giving it all in our workout every single day, striving for excellence. We are what we repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence is not an accident, but a habit. It's habitual. It's in us every single day.
So about 4 months ago, I had a major leg surgery. I got plates and screws in my leg. That's the edema that's in it. These are my fingers. So a lot of you know I like to run. That got taken away from me for a few months. But who cares? Life will not always be 70 and sunny. Life is the ultimate competitor. It's relentless. It will continue to attack you when you least expect it. We must learn to adapt and overcome to any and all obstacles that are in front of us. We have to evolve. When the obstacle gets in front of you, don't let it stop you. Don't let it deter you. Navigate around that.
Listen, every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Could be anything. Could be you get up and you walk downstairs, you have a flat tire, and you're late for work, and you got this and that. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on. You have to get up. Every day when I get up out of bed, I strap up, and I'm getting ready for war. Because I know I'm coming in here. I know a bunch of bad shit's going to happen that I'm going to deal with. And if that's not bad enough, when I finally get out of here, I'm probably going to go to the casino and I'm going to get into another war. You know what I mean? I thrive in chaos. I actually love chaos. Everybody talks about retiring. That shit. What am I going to do when I retire? What would I do? What would I? I like to go to war. I like to battle. I like to win.
When I haven't tasted blood in a while, I don't notice. I'm not sitting there thinking about it. And then all of a sudden something will happen. Some situation will unfold and I'll go into like war mode, and I just feel so good. It makes me just look around and I just think, you know, I wasn't really supposed to be doing anything else, because it makes me feel so good to be in that mode, to feel that focus. When I have somebody or some entity that is antagonistic to me, my family, my friends, my team, I feel something that is the best feeling. Whether it was the enemy, whether it was part of some organization, some person that had did something. You know, if there's a betrayal, where someone betrays me, and they want to go to war. That's when I love the taste.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What separates me from a lot of people is they go into a daunting task, and the task is overwhelming. Like, when I heard the pull-up record was 4,020 pull-ups, and I was talking about breaking this record, people are like, oh my God. I went right to a pen and paper. They go, what are you doing? I'm doing the math, man. What are you talking about? I'm open-minded to the fact that, okay, if I do 5 pull-ups in a minute for so many hours, I can get so many pull-ups in. How much time do I have to rest? I was breaking the math down. You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen. So that's why my eyes and my body light up about things, because I know that if you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you. I started to devise ways to break a soul of a human being, of an object, of whatever's in front of me. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. Nothing.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. You have a two hands. Everything is possible. Go. Go. And take it whatever you want to do.
That it's up to you to decide what it is you truly want. And it's up to you to accept what pain you are willing to accept. Because if you struggle and you flounder and you refuse to take responsibility for yourself and become that version that you know you're supposed to become, you will be miserable. 100%. You will have every single regret a human being could ever have in their entire lives. And the flip side is this. You could put in the work. You could put in the time. You could say, I am not going to settle. I am going to become exactly who I'm meant to become.
I'm not negotiating with myself.
Yeah.
The deal was already made. The deal was made. When I set out at the beginning of the summer and said, this is the training plan I'm doing, I signed that contract with myself. I'm doing it. Mm. You know, throughout that process, you'll start talking to yourself like, man,
I don't negotiate with myself. Most of us come out here, we explain away why we can't do shit, and we stick in this negotiation process in our mind. You can't negotiate these things. They're definite.
How did you get that mentality of just being like, I need to get over this. Like, I need to get over myself.
You know, trial and error.
Mm.
You know, you grow up and you make game-winning shots and it's awesome. You come back the next day and miss a game-winning shot and it's misery. And then the next day comes and you're back playing again. And you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic. But then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
I used to watch Kobe before the game. This man in real time, full contact, and you better hit him how he gets hit in the game, before the game. So if he's doing, you know, 1-2 at the elbow pump fake, you better jump and you better land on him. And I'm like, yo, he's getting hit harder in this
than he is in the
than
game.
We are in a game. And if you don't hit him, that's not realistic. That's not what they're gonna do. Rajah Bell is not gonna play me like that. And I'm sitting here like,
you can't. Nobody got a mind. They mind train like that. That's scary.
And that's what he's practicing in before the game. 2 hours before the game, he's playing us.
He says, "Get up, one. You're not good enough. You gotta work harder. You haven't put enough time in.
Your life sucks. You gotta stop with all this I can't catch a break bullshit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead chasing your dream.
Just decide to be disciplined right now. Right now. Not forever. Not for 2 hours. You're being disciplined right now. Right now you're gonna do the right thing.
You have to wake up and do your job. Even if you have to crawl through it, you've gotta get up and do it.
Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going.
There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created or woman in you.
Get the last rep. You will get tougher. Every time you push through, you build strength. Not just physical strength, mental strength, tenacity, will. You're not just born with will. You create it. You develop it. Through effort. And every time you put forth effort, your will, your discipline becomes stronger. And every time you quit, your will and your discipline gets weaker. Do not allow that. You cannot allow that. Every rep counts. Not just in the weight room, but in life.
John is what I would describe as there's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person. That's John Jones. That guy, if we were living 1,000 years ago, he would be on a horse with the biggest battle axe waiting in the back, hacking heads off, and everybody right. would be running. Right. He's a conqueror. John Jones studies everyone. He studies their tendencies. He gets in his mind how when you throw that left kick, you make this little step with your right foot. And John Jones picked up that tendency, and that's how he knocked out Daniel Cormier.
I was very serious about the game at all times, whether it was a shoot around, whether it was a light practice, whether it was on the plane, whether it was in the hotel, on the road. I would study the game. I would think about our opponents, what we're going to do the next practice, what we're going to do the next game. And not every player was doing that. I didn't think, this is special. I thought it was different. I thought it could give me an advantage, against my opponents if my opponents aren't doing the same thing. I don't play around with basketball. I don't fool around with that. I'm very serious about it. Yeah, but it's enjoyable for me to play the game. But I love winning. And to win, you kind of have to grind it out sometimes.
The dude is as real as they get and a complete savage. He's like one of those guys that it's never going to waver.
Right.
You know what you're going to get having the chance to train with him. It's like, man, just feel lucky to see him in action and see him change from David to Goggins.
Right.
Right.
It's like
happened.
He becomes the Hulk.
Oh my God, it happened. I watched it and it's like, I thought, well, maybe this is just kind of like a whatever, maybe just a thing, but it was real. When shit got hard, he got into this different zone and it was like, he got better. He got better. Got
really?
Tougher. Yeah, he did.
When I was in the military, we call these instructor-led runs. Most of the time, we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and shit because the end was near. But there were some asshole instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I start taking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water was cold. I wish them instructors keep on running. I wish for rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the you are.
When you start saying things like, you know, I hope it is hard. I hope it's so hard that no one can do it. That way, when I do it, I'm that much more ahead of everybody. I want it so hard to be so hard and so challenging that when I get it, man, I reap all the reward. I don't want luck in the equation because I don't need it. You start saying terms like that, man, you're someone that believes it. You got confidence. I don't give a shit what the endeavor is. You're gonna find a way to do it. That's the differential right there. That's the confidence that no matter what's in front of you, the never say die attitude drives you through it. And all your shortcomings and your failures along the way don't set you back, but just gives you a report card of where your weaknesses are and your strengths so you can rebuild that weak chain of life to continue the path to success.
I'm that type of guy. I believe it. I have a vision, and I will arrive there. And I'm 100% I will, because I'm a winner. I'm playing to win, and to win I will destroy you. I will do everything to win, and I need to win, because when I win is my proof that I am alive.
It's a good separation for me, you know, emotionally, to be able to put myself in a place where at practice or when I'm training or during games, I switch my mind to something else. I switch my mode into something else, right? For me, it's the equivalent of Maximus Decimus Meridius in Gladiator picking up the dirt, smelling the dirt, it's go time. Right? So that was my mental switch. You got to put yourself in that cage. When you're in that cage, you are that character. And then when you leave there, it's something completely different. But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't touch me. Don't talk to me.
Don't always look to be led.
Right.
And when times are disgustingly hard, it's those times when even the hardest in the world are looking around for guidance. It's that one mother.
Mm-hmm.
Be that one.
Be that guy.
Be that one. When even you're saying to yourself, boy, this sucks. I don't want to be here right now. And you're looking at all the guys' eyes around you. And you've seen it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The eyes just go down like, man, we're getting the out of here. This is brutal. Be that guy who finds the courage to say, you know what, man?
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Be that one out of the warriors. Be the one that says, 100 hard, be the hardest of them all.
If you don't come in and treat every day as game day, you'll never be ready for game day. Michael always said, I practice so hard so the games are easy.
Mm. Hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
This life is a test. And how disciplined will you be? How committed will you be when life starts coming at you? Everybody wants to say, why are you training so hard? Even professional athletes take rest days. Well, I'm not a professional athlete. I'm living this life the same as you. And if life doesn't stop, so wash it up.
Let me tell you something. I didn't become a UFC champion by feeling motivated. I became a champion by showing up when everyone else was sleeping. You see these highlights, these victories? Behind everyone is 1,000 quiet moments nobody sees. 4 a.m. training sessions, studying tape while everyone else is partying, making decisions that nobody understands. But here's the real secret to performing under the pressure. It's not about feeling ready. It's about having a process so bulletproof that your feelings don't matter. When I stepped into the octagon in London, I wasn't motivated. I was prepared. I had done the exact same things the exact same way
1,000 times. That's why I could perform when it mattered most.
The biggest key to success in anything you do is you gotta have an unlimited supply of you. This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm gonna be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't wanna do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.